Hey everybody, this is John Mattis from Bad Guy Muay Thai. Today I have one of my friends, Max West. She is a really interesting character. She's kind of out of the box from our normal people that we have on the show. We usually have fighters and trainers and CrossFit people, but today we have a different style of training and martial art. Max is actually competing in NPC and figure contests, and she's more of your sexy bodybuilder type. She just did compete.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Max has got an interesting story. She's here today, and I'm gonna kind of let her fill you in. So this is your time, Max. Tell me what you gotta tell me.
Yes. Well, I'm from Sweden. I've been in New York for about 2 years. I've loved training all my life. I started playing tennis when I was about 8 years old. I played for probably 13 years. I've been dancing. I've been lifting weights. I've been running. I've been riding bikes. I've been doing fighting, boxing, kickboxing. You name it, I've done it. Yoga, everything. And I love to train, like all kinds of training. And my latest thing now is this, to compete in bodybuilding. And I kind of found that if you would have asked me 2 months ago, or maybe 3 months ago, I would probably not even mention anything of that, because I didn't even think about it then.
Now, why did you decide to get into bodybuilding? I mean, that's the polar opposite of playing tennis and kickboxing and all that kind of stuff.
I honestly really don't know. I don't remember how I got into that.
And you kind of have some people might have seen the picture we posted on Facebook for your contest last week, but you don't have the quintessential bodybuilder look. You know, you have a whole bunch of piercings, you have like two full sleeves, you know, your look is very different than the average, you know, fitness model and bodybuilder.
Well, I love rock and metal. I've been a metal chick most of my life.
As you're wearing a Motorhead shirt right now.
Yes. Yeah, you see. Well, I'm not as much of a metal, but I mean, I will always be a metal chick or a metalhead, but I might not look like one that much anymore because I wear my colorful training clothes. But before I moved here, it was all like black and leather and rock t-shirts. And I also do photography, and I was a rock photographer. I was touring around in a bus to festivals, shooting rock bands. I loved to party. I always loved to train, but I did. I loved to party. I loved to drink alcohol, which I don't do anymore. And it was like I came to New York, and I just changed my life. I stopped drinking. I stopped going to bars. I train as much as I did back then, but in a different way.
So since you stopped drinking and going to bars, you don't make any bad decisions anymore?
Exactly. No, it's more of, it's not that I told myself that I can't drink. If I want to drink, I can do that, but I just never feel like it, because since I started training, and I always ate healthy too, it wasn't that, it's just that I'm more careful now. I plan things more. I cook my own food. I care more about organic and like what's actually in food now.
Now, I have a question for you, because I get to travel to Europe and all around a bunch of other countries for work a lot. And we had a conversation with one of our friends who owns OMG Butter. And one of the big things they were talking about is the food quality in the United States compared to other countries in the world. Now, in Sweden and Scandinavia, do they have a higher standard of food as compared to the United States, just on average? Do you, in your personal opinion?
Honestly, I think like this. In the United States, you can find so much crap, but you can find so much good stuff. It's so much bigger here. You come to Sweden, you can find some crap and some good stuff.
Like lots of hot dogs.
I mean, all of the fast food you have over here and stuff we have over there too. But what I've noticed since I started caring so much about food, and like I do a lot of organic, I'm not a vegan or anything, but I do like vegan food, and I do a lot of gluten-free and things like that. When you go to Sweden, it's so much harder to find that.
Are people much more stuck in their like traditional ways of like comfort food and...
I would say in general, we eat more if you take all the people, we're more healthy over there. You don't find a lot of fat people over there, for example. But, I mean, it's... I mean, I don't know. I just know I went back maybe about 2 or 3 months ago, and it just feels wrong to say diet. When I say diet, I mean like I eat so much food, it's insane. So
like your lifestyle change.
I'm just like very picky with what I eat, and I was dieting for a photo shoot, and the first thing I did when I landed, I tell my mom I have to go to the grocery store now. Because I have to start food prepping because I eat 7-8 times a day. And we go to the store and I can't find the food that I'm used to. Like sweet potatoes, that's one of the things I love the most. Do you know how hard it is to find sweet potatoes in Sweden?
I can't even imagine.
Like, it's just, I'm like, what? And then
they're everywhere here in New Jersey, New York.
Yeah, I know. No, you can find them, but it's just harder and there's not different kinds of them. And then I ask, oh, where do you have the brown rice tortillas? And they say, the what? What is that? I'm like, a brown rice tortilla? What do you mean?
Something that we could
you don't
like
have that?
Something that you could go to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's and get all day like, long.
Good. I love peanut butter, but it's got to be the freshly ground peanut butter. You can find that over there.
So what made you want to transition into the figure and bodybuilding kind of competition? Because you said you kind of flipped the switch like maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah, well, I love HIIT training, you know, high intensity interval training. Definitely. Which is what I've been doing for the past couple of years. And a lot of body combat too, as in like, I did it at a gym though, the body combat. You go to like a group class and it's a combination of like kickboxing and boxing and Muay Thai and all of that. I did a lot of things like that. Not a lot of weights. It was just body weights, mm-hmm. but you're just doing everything really fast and really intense. And I was just I was fit, but I was just very skinny. And like, as I said, I don't know exactly how I decided to do this competition, but every now and then I get super bored of my workout and I just need to switch. And then I just felt like going back to lifting weights again because I hadn't done it in a while. And now I just lift weights.
Yeah, I mean, for people who maybe don't follow you, well, we'll throw your Instagram up, you know, after the podcast, we'll put in the notes. But, I mean, you went through a huge body owner's transformation in the last 2 months. I mean, you can see, like you said, I scroll back. I was stalking your Instagram. And you were skinny and fit, but in the last 2 months, yeah. You just became completely lean and shredded.
I also had, about 2.5 years ago, I hurt my knee really, really bad. And I have not used a weight on my leg workouts for such a long time. I started using weights about 3 months ago. And I'm really proud of what I've accomplished. Like, my knee feels great thanks to the weightlifting. And I went from 0 to, like, 200 in leg press in 3 months.
So did you kind of just transition in right into the heavyweights with the rest of your body, or did you kind of take it easy on your knee?
I did take it easy, but it just felt so good, and if I don't feel any pain or any problems, I keep raising my weight, obviously.
What did you do?
That's why it's...
What did you do to your knee? Did you tear something, or did you have a...
No, it was the kickboxing. It just, my little knee just bent backwards.
And that was it.
That was no fun.
So are you retired from your strength and conditioning and kickboxing? Or are you going to, once you heal, you're going to get back into it?
Yeah, I tried a tiny little bit of kickboxing with a friend that does a lot of that. But I just felt that that's knee, that leg is still... I mean, this was before I started doing like heavy weightlifting. So I don't know now. Maybe I could try again. But it's that that leg is not as strong as the other one.
So when you're preparing for your competition for the NPC, what was like a daily training regimen for you besides eating 8 times a day? And I've seen your pictures on the internet. You have like stacks and stacks of Tupperware food lined up ready to go.
Yes, always. Well, I have like my routine. I get up in the morning. I go to the kitchen. I take my vitamins. I drink water. I eat my breakfast.
What do you normally eat for breakfast?
I eat oatmeal that I just started cooking it in egg white. It's so good. And then every now, some days I add the unsweetened cacao. So it's like a chocolate oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And now I eat it with fruit, but just before the contest, no fruit because it's sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's what I eat for breakfast. Then I usually have some training sessions in the morning, and then when I'm done with them, then I'm good to go with my own weightlifting.
So training sessions, you're doing personal training as well as training yourself?
Yes, exactly.
Now, since you're somebody's coach, who's your coach or who's your trainer? Do you have one, or are you kind of just programming yourself?
For this contest, I coach myself.
And what was that like? Because my partner, Joffer, he's a coach too, but he's also, we've actually both coached ourselves, and sometimes it's a problem. It's stressful to program yourself, and you don't have anybody like telling you what to do. Like, make sure you get up and do this.
I have to say, like, I'm my own client. I'm gonna get a coach later on, but for the first one and for next one, I'm coaching myself. It's like also good for my own personal training, because at some point I would like to coach other competitors. Like people that want to compete. And so I see myself as my own first competitor client right now. I spend a lot of time on researching, on like vitamins, on food, like how to change my meals, how to change my training. And obviously whatever I did for this first contest worked.
Yeah, for sure.
It worked very well. It worked better than I thought.
So for people out there who don't know the results, how did you finish up in your first contest?
Well, I did the bikini. I wanted to do the women's figure, but I felt that I was too small muscle-wise. Now I know that that's not the case. But, I mean, I never even been to a show in the audience. So I did the bikini. I got there. I was too vascular and too lean, and I don't have the bikini curves that those ladies have. And it's just not my thing to be this pretty lady that's like shaking my boobs a little bit. I hope I'm not offending any bikini competitors.
No, it's okay. We talk a ton of shit in this show. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no. Like, for this contest, I might do the figure and the bikini just because it's great practice. But the figure, I like to flex my muscles.
Well, you're just so not part of them. Your genetics just don't have you built for that one competition.
No, and I like I'm very proud of the muscle I have, and I want to show them and I want to flex them. I want to show what I've done. And that's, so obviously the figure is what I should do.
That fits perfectly for you. I have a question for you. What changes in your diet did you make to see like such drastic results? Or did you just get really, really dialed in on what you're doing to kind of get like maximum efficiency?
Like, honestly, I eat like this all year round. Like I eat, but the only thing now was I started counting and like measuring and like weighing my food. Before, usually I just eat.
like I'll eat some strawberries or I'll eat whatever. Now you're like, I'm only eating like 4 ounces or 8 ounces.
No, I count. So on a regular day, if I, just an example, if I want to eat almonds, I would just grab almonds and eat them. On the contest prep, I would count my almonds.
How many almonds are you eating? 7? 9?
12.
I'm kidding. 12? Oh my God.
12 almonds. On one meal, but I mean, it's just an example. Or the fish, I would look and I would measure. Is this actually 4, 5, or 6 ounces? Before, I would just grab a fillet of fish and I wouldn't really care much. So I just started just counting.
Now, like for most people who fight and train, they're really concerned about their weight, like through, say, fight camp. And you kind of went through almost like a fight camp for your competition.
Yeah, I lost 27 pounds. 20? That was not really what I expected to do.
If you don't mind me asking.
I ate up too much.
How much did you weigh for your competition?
About 117.
117, so you walk
and
around.
I'm around 145-ish, usually.
And how tall are you?
5'7".
Okay, so that's pretty proportionate for an athletic woman, so... How rough is that weight cut? How miserable was that weight cut?
I was dieting for about 2 months, which I thought was not going to be enough. Now I know that I don't need, because I eat so healthy all year round, I don't need more than 4 weeks. After my first 4 weeks, I was already like super shredded. And I was like, shit, now I have to maintain this for another 4 weeks without losing muscle. How am I going to do this? So I had to add more food back in the end because I was just getting, I look like, oh, my legs look like two toothpicks and I was freezing to death. So I've learned that no dieting for 2 months.
Now, with that weight cut, did you feel like you got weaker, or did you feel like you maintained your strength? Because you said you're putting in a few workouts and you're training clients and you have a full day.
Oh, I trained myself 3 times a day.
Oh, my God. And how was your energy level with all that weight cut?
Up and down. But on the days when it went down, I added more food back. I had to do that.
Okay. Because that'd be something interesting for, like, fighters or people that are training to work with somebody like you, because you lost 20-some-odd pounds. That's what most guys are doing during fight camp sometimes.
Yeah, but to be honest, like, I love cardio. I know it might sound crazy, but I love to do cardio. And I did 2 hours of cardio every day.
Yeah, almost. I mean, combat sports, if you're training like Muay Thai or Jiu-Jitsu.
On top of my weightlifting. So that's probably, and I know all people don't have that time, but I'm a freelance graphic designer and photographer. I sit in my home office and then I train people in the gym that is just here. Like I have the flexibility to go down and train myself almost whenever I want to.
Yeah, like if you want to go for a run, you could go for a run.
Yeah, or I don't run.
Or whatever.
Because of my knee, there's no running whatsoever.
You can't do any impact on your knee?
I mean, I probably can, but I don't want to risk ruining it. So I cut out, I love to run, but I cut out, I have not even jogged.
So what are you
since
doing?
I started prepping.
What are you doing for cardio instead?
If I do a long distance cardio thing, I do cross trainer or Stairmaster.
Okay.
Stairmaster is my new favorite. So the Stairmaster I would do for maybe like 15-20 minutes, but then I run on it.
Oh, wow.
I don't walk, I run
the
on it.
Are you talking about the Stairmaster, the actual rotating set of stairs?
No, well, the cross trainer is the one that rotates, and the Stairmaster is just up and down, like you're walking in a stair.
Gotcha. So what else would you do?
And then I would do HIIT training, like in the evenings, because then I don't need to do that long. Then I would do like 30 minutes or something, maybe. It depends. Like, if I was very sore, there would be another session of cross trainer. Because cross trainer I can always do, even if I'm sore.
Have you dabbled in some, like, CrossFit-style training and kettlebells and stuff like that? Or have you not really evolved into that yet?
CrossFit, I have never tried it. And I don't think... Or I've done similar things. Like, in Sweden, which is... It's not really CrossFit, but it's similar. But I don't want to go and do that because I'm prepping for a contest. I don't want to go there, train for an hour, and feel that I did not get a good enough training. Then I had 1 hour waste, like a waste of time. That's why I don't go to a gym. I train in my private gym. I train myself. I know what I need to do because I'm on a training schedule that I put for myself. I know my limits. I know what I need to do. I know what I need to grow. I know what I need to work on. So that's why I don't really... I mean, I would like to have a coach later on. But right now, I know what I need to do. So I'm going to keep working on that.
So you said for a while. You have a few more... You said you have a few more shows that you want to do. So you wanted to do one in June, right? And then
June 21st in New York City.
And then you're talking about one on the West Coast as well.
I haven't signed up for anything else yet because I want to know again how I score on the figure. Like, I want to know how it goes.
And where do you see this kind of taking you in the next few years? Like, is this something you want to evolve in, like you said, in being a coach and then, like, maybe opening up your own business? Or I know you said you want some big sponsorships.
Well, I mean, I love to do my personal training, and I already run my business, and, I mean, I am also doing this to promote myself, to get my name out there, and I have to say that this contest was a huge boost for my business. I am, like, booked up every minute.
How many clients do you have? How many clients did you have before? How many clients do you have now?
I don't take, because I do my graphic design and like my design business too. Mm-hmm. And I don't take on clients that want to train every now and then. I take on clients that have a goal and they want me to help them out with trainings several times a week and with food and everything.
So you're doing the graphic design, you're doing the photography, you're doing the training, and you're doing cooking as well? You're preparing meals?
Well, the thing is, I don't really have the kitchen to do that. I've done that twice for clients, but it's not something I have time for. I will consider later to get an assistant for stuff like that because it's great and my clients love it. But right now, I'm super expensive on that part because it takes... It's not easy for me to do that because I do all my own food prep and then I'm going to try to make room and time to do other people's food prep. So it's
you need two refrigerators. Right now,
if somebody wants to hire me for that right now, it costs.
Now, for most people that don't know where you're located, can you just tell everybody if where you're located, if they wanted a personal train with you or they wanted you to food prep for them?
Yeah, I'm in Midtown West. I'm on 37th Street, okay, on 10th Avenue.
New York City.
And I do, well, depending. Some people I can train here. I can also go, if somebody lives somewhere where they have a gym, I do training in their gym or outdoor training. I have clients that I train only outdoors too.
Now, why did you end up in New York City? Why didn't you stay
in Sweden?
Sweden. I mean, Sweden's pretty cool.
It's
you know?
Cold and boring.
I mean, it's cold and boring in New York and New Jersey, too. I mean, we got a ton of snow this winter.
This is a huge city that never sleeps. Sweden is a tiny country that sleeps all the time.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, it does get pretty dark during the winter.
And I don't know. I just never felt at home there. I always wanted to leave. I didn't know where. And I do hate cold, so maybe New York City is not the place for me, but I love the city here. During the winter, I try to not go out too much. or take a little trip somewhere. I went to Florida in February, and it was great. It's so close.
Yeah, it's only 2 hours away.
Yeah, I know, so I'm going to go there more often. I do want to go to California. I've still not been there. I might do a show over there. We'll see. I would like to do the WBFF.
What's that?
It's another kind of contest, like the NPC, but they have more of a show. So you would go there, you still do the, if you do like a bikini thing, for example, or a figure, you do the regular posing and all of that, but then it's more like one part that is a show where you have to have a costume.
And do a talent, like maybe do some backflips or parkour?
Oh, no, not like that. You need to wear like a theme costume.
Okay. Like a nurse?
For the guys, for example, they have to walk out in a tuxedo. And some of the women, they use like the, you know, like the Victoria's Secret show wings.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all super, super fit and ripped.
Shredded.
So it's a fitness show, but it's more of a show, too.
Now, are you considered, can you go pro and win money? Or right now, is it just all amateur and it's just an expensive hobby?
Well, I'm still an amateur because the contest, you have to win your pro card to be able to compete in for example, the IFBB, which mm-hmm. is a contest where you have to be a pro to compete. And right now I'm trying to, I mean, I've only done one contest, so you have to go to nationals and there you can win your pro card.
Excellent. I mean, one of the gyms that we do a lot of work with, Apollon Gym in Edison, they have a ton of people that are IFBB pros, and one of our friends, Rob,
My goal is obviously to win my pro card as soon as I can, so I just want to do as many contests as I can during this year, and just try to score as well as I can.
So when you're not doing all your businesses, training full-time, walking your dog, what do you live in, like, you know, arguably one of the coolest cities in the world. What do you do in New York for fun? Do you have any fun? Are you allowed to? Like, do you let yourself?
Do you know what I think is fun? I know people think I'm crazy and stupid, but I love to work and I love to train. That's what I love my job. I love it so much. I have two companies on my own. I have worked my whole freaking life. I started working when I was 13 years old. I have busted my ass to get to where I am today. I love what I do. I do this not 24/7 because I sleep a little bit too. I have to sleep for
sometimes, right?
No, sleep is very important when it comes to training.
Yeah, we had a huge conversation with our buddy Mike Mahler, and because I work a crazy work schedule, I don't ever get normal sleep, so I was having like a huge I was having a really hard time getting, like, really solid sleep just because my body's so out of whack. But that's a different story.
No, I know, and if I don't sleep, I gain weight right away. My body goes into, like, starving mode almost when I don't sleep. It just keeps everything.
Yeah, that's my excuse, and I love Chinese food.
What Chinese food is not that bad. It depends what you eat, obviously. I love Thai food.
Yeah, Thai food's amazing. I wish I could eat it more often.
Sushi.
What's your favorite food in New York City when you're on your cheat days? Because you kind of can pick from anything. Italian, Thai, Ethiopian, Indonesian.
No. I eat the same things on my cheat days, but I just eat for a whole country.
What do you eat?
Do you want to know my cheat food?
Yeah, let's hear it. We all want to know.
Raw nuts and dates.
That's not cheating.
That is cheating if you eat a whole bag.
Oh, come on.
Do you know how many calories? I can squeeze a whole bag of nuts. It's like 3,000 calories.
Well, Mike Dolce says don't count calories, make calories count. So, I mean, those are good calories.
And dates, last time I ate dates, I ate a whole box. It's 50 of them in there. And it says on the box that a serving is 2 dates. And that's like 200 calories.
So you ate like a million calories.
You do the counting.
A million. I suck at math. Were they coconut roll dates?
Oh, coconut. Oh, coconut. I have coconut on everything. I have coconut oil on my every meal.
They have
every
these
meal. I'm not kidding.
You can get some of these dates in like Whole Foods. They're like the dates, and they roll them in like the flake coconut.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
They are.
Maybe we should try that.
Gluttonous.
I would make myself though.
Yeah, you can make them yourself.
Mm. No, I'm just crazy. I do like chocolate. But I actually try to buy, like, dark, unsweetened chocolate. I don't... The thing is, I don't like sugar. And one reason why is because I'm very, very sensitive to it. And if I eat sugar, I do it every now and then. My heartbeat goes... Like, it feels like I'm going to have a heart attack. I can't explain. It's just my body just goes into shock.
Now,
and it's no fun.
Do you take any supplements? Because I know a lot of supplements have a whole bunch of bullshit sugar in them, like sucralose, maltodextrin, and things like that. And if you do taking supplements, are you really, really scanning the labels to make sure that none of
yes.
that crap's in there?
The thing, I have a mom who is sick because of food and medication. And up until 2 months ago when I started this contest prep, I have never in my entire life touched a supplement, not even a vitamin. I am not kidding. 2 months ago, I decided to start taking omega-3. I know I'm crazy.
That's not that bad for you.
So I started taking omega-3 for muscle recovery. I mean, it's just fish oil. I've done research for probably a year. So right now, I do take supplements. I take the omega-3, I take amino acids, and just before the contest, for preparation, I do the animal cuts.
What is the animal cut for folks who don't know?
It's the company, like, they make this animal pack. It's like the regular thing. It's just vitamins.
It's like 10 different vitamins,
pure
right?
Vitamins, yeah. You get in a little bag. So you take one bag, and in there is like 7 different vitamins.
Yep.
So instead of having to go and buy like tons of different stuff, you buy this, you take a little pack, you take them all, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and you have everything in this little plastic bag instead of having to, okay, well, I need one of this, and then I need, oh, wait, did I take that one? I don't remember. So it's just very convenient. It's easy.
When I travel for work, I have a whole shopping bag full of bottles of vitamins, and whenever I put my bag down, it just rattles all over the place. But I'm like really picky on the stuff that I take now as I'm getting older. I'm an old guy, so I need certain stuff more than other things.
And then if somebody's interested, they can always Google animal pack, but there is, for the one I had it for the contest, it does have a little, like, it helps you to cut out some water out of your body, because, you know, the water makes you swollen, look swollen.
Yeah, and you were trying to go for, like, that leanest look possible.
Yes. And right now, I mean, I don't take anything, I mean, I still take my omega-3, but right now I don't take anything at all, and going back... Because I've been drinking 3 gallons of water every day for the contest prep.
Oh, my God.
And for the last week, I cut it down to 1 gallon. And then on the contest day, you don't drink very much water at all. And then to start going back into, like, maybe not 3 gallons, but, like, 2 gallons a day, your body's like, boop.
Yeah, and
so
your new hobby is...
I feel a little bit like a balloon right now. But...
And your new hobby is just going to the bathroom every 5 minutes.
Oh, but I'm used to that. I always do that. I always drink a lot of water.
Yeah, for combat sports, that's like water loading. That's what a lot of guys use to cut weight, and then they sweat it out.
Yeah, I tell my clients, I'm like, you should try to drink a gallon a day. Like, a gallon? Are you insane? I'm like, sweetheart, I drink three.
Yeah, if you fill up your water bottle, it's not that many. It's only a few times.
I have a smart water bottle. I have it on my finger.
Same here.
Just hang it there. Oh, perfect.
Yep.
And I have it on my finger all day long.
And now you're getting it in right now?
Cheers. Yes.
I think mine had cookies and milk in it, so I'm going to have to rinse that later.
Oh, yummy.
I'm like,
What do you do with it? Like, the cookies melt in there?
You know, so I'm on an airplane all the time, so you never know what you can get your hands on. But, I mean, just kind of, like, wrap things up a little bit. I mean, this has been a pretty interesting podcast. Like I said, totally different than what we're used to having. Where do you see yourself kind of long-term with this? Do you just see yourself... just keep doing what you're doing, living your awesome lifestyle, really being flexible, getting your pro card, and then kind of maybe you could travel a little bit more.
I'm one of the, like, I'm the probably one of the most competitive people on earth. So when I do something, I'm going to do it until I win.
So what's your, like, how long do you think? Forever if it takes you?
I mean, seriously, like, I feel so good right now. I have never felt so good in my entire life. I haven't. Like, I just wish I could take, like, the feeling I have inside and just give to people so they could feel this. If you would know how I feel, you would never touch alcohol again either.
I mean...
Or you would never eat sugar again either.
I tried that, but...
I just can't explain.
No, that's amazing. I think a lot of people in our country are so addicted to the substances and they don't even know it that they're just used to feeling like crap. And then once they break themselves from those things...
It's just what you're used to. If you force yourself to do something or to not do something for a couple of weeks, then you don't have to force yourself anymore. I don't force myself to go to the gym. I force myself to have a rest day.
Yeah, I hear you. And a lot.
Like, seriously.
And that's sometimes the most important. You need your rest day.
Yeah, and I know it's super important, but I'm like the opposite there. I have to force myself to not go to the gym on Sundays, for example.
Well, Sunday is the Lord's day. You should take rest.
I know. But it's like, I almost do it in my sleep. Like, I put my training clothes on and I go down. Because I don't even think about it. It's not hard for me. I just do it.
I see some of your posts. They're like 5 a.m. posts.
I always, I wake up at like 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
By myself. I don't know why.
Maybe you're crazy. Who knows?
But for the contest, I went to bed at 9 every night, and I put my alarm at 4:05. And now I'm just into that routine. And my dog is into that routine, so I walk him at that time in the morning. And now I'm just like, it's just a routine, and it just feels good to have a routine. So.
Does it feel good that you're actually helping people in a positive way, inspiring people? And
yeah, it's actually amazing. I have so many of my clients have... And, like, they're all super excited about this contest thing. And I just love helping people. And I just actually told one of my new clients this morning, you know, it's super hard when you start and everything feels super hard and they're super sore and everything like that. And I just told them about another client that I've had for a while, that when she started, she thought that a lot of things were super hard, and it's like, oh, do we really have to do this? And, oh, no, I already did 20, I promise. You know, like, trying to, like, kind of not do everything. And now, like, this person is shining in the gym and, like, asked me, can we please do an extra workout this week? You know what? Can we do that? Can we do 20 more burpees?
Oh, my God, nobody ever says that.
No, I know. Do you know, like, how happy that makes me? Or when I just see this person, like, telling me that, and other people in the gym come up and like, oh my God, this client you have, she lost so much weight. Oh my God, like, it's insane. Or people stopping, I train some of my clients outside sometimes, and I had one client, she can do push-ups on her feet now, and she couldn't do that before. A guy stops in the car and calls out the window, oh my God, that is so impressive.
You're adding some good energy and positivity in the world instead of taking it out like most people do.
Yeah, and I'm like, I get goosebumps thinking about this. And sometimes you get those cute, like, text messages or emails from clients saying that, oh my God, like, this, you just make me so happy this morning. I feel so great. You're such an amazing trainer. And I'm like, ah!
You're just like, you're just sharing your love for the sport and the passion that you do.
Yeah, and it's that kind of stuff, when people say that, that just makes me want to be even better.
It makes it worth it, right? Like, what you're doing, yeah. It validates it.
And seriously, it makes, if people don't do that, like, everybody should just try to go out someday and just try to make somebody smile.
I agree.
It makes me more happy to make somebody else happy than to make, like, to do that somebody does something for me.
So that's a conversation that we have a lot between me and some of our friends, is when you're a coach, you have to be selfless. And sometimes when you're training, you have to be selfish, but you need to know when to do both. Mm. And I don't think a lot of coaches and trainers and teammates know when to take either side.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It has got to be a combination of both.
Like, when you're training for your competition, you had to be selfish. You had to be you first. You had to do your thing. And
yeah, when I do my training session, then it's my training session. When I'm training a client, then it's all about them. Unless they want to know things about me and my contest, and sometimes they think that's exciting, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's fun to
whatever
share
they want, but. And if I say that to them often, that you're welcome to come and join me on my session someday if you want, but then it's, I'm going to do my workout, you know that, and you do, like, you keep up with whatever you can do, and usually they think that's so much fun, because they like to see what I do when I go to the gym.
Now, where are you getting your motivation from to find new workouts and change up your training and kind of keep it fresh? Like, you just use the internet?
Yeah. Well, a lot of research. I talked to a lot of people. I met this one guy a while back that he's very much into fighting, and we said we might start doing some training soon. And I have a good friend in Sweden who does his, like, bar training, you know, this, when they go, like, street workouts.
Yeah, like a pull-up bars and stuff.
Yeah, and I think it's really amazing, because I can do stuff like that, you know, when you, like, lift yourself up and stuff.
Like muscle-ups and windshield wipers and all that stuff, yeah.
Not specifically that, more the ones where you hold, like, headstand stuff.
Yep.
I can do that, and I really want to do that, so I think after this next contest, I might get into that.
Very cool.
And I just try to do different things, like, I go to yoga sometimes. What else? I love sports, all kinds of sports. And I just like to talk to people, and then you get inspired and you hear about this person that does this kind of stuff. But I do a lot of research on the internet.
That's very cool. And are you looking to get any more certifications, or are you cool with just the one?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I have the personal training license through NASM.
Okay.
And I did the nutritionist and the corrective training for, like, you know, if you have imbalances and stuff in your body. And I would like to get in more to supplements, because it's such a big thing, and I know that it's hard to get everything your body needs through food today, because food is so crappy. It's not like 100 years ago. Like, you buy your vegetables, and it's not that much in them. So everybody needs supplements and vitamins, I know that.
Or it's not fresh, it takes, you know, days and weeks to even get it to the grocery store or the supermarket.
Yeah. So I want to study supplements, because I want to learn about... I want to offer my clients good natural supplements.
You want to offer them the whole, like, package of training stuff.
And I don't want to tell them to go and buy any of the crappy, because there's so many crappy supplements too.
Sugar pills.
No, and like illegal type of stuff. I mean, a lot of people do that too. I don't. Like, it's got to be good things.
Do you get that question a lot? People ask you if you're on steroids because your figure is so... Like, you
know,
are so mean.
I've never heard anybody ask if I'm on steroids. I have heard people ask, telling me that I should start selling them. But I'm like, are you insane? Do you know, like, how I'm, like, the most natural person ever? I don't even eat sugar. You know, like, seriously.
I'm gonna make you drink a beer.
I like beer, but I don't like the alcohol. That's the problem.
Yeah, can't they do something about that?
Because, you know what happens? The day after my contest, because I promised my friends, we went out for dinner, and I had one glass of wine. I was planning on having more than one glass, but I was sipping on that glass for 4 hours. And I forgot that when I drink alcohol, I get pain in my legs. And my but also, I had the contest, didn't drink that much water, was walking in heels all day, plus this alcohol. My legs were in cramp that whole night.
Plus you were so dehydrated because you didn't drink anything
that day. Yeah, I had to drag myself to the bathroom to pee because, you know, I pee a lot. So. No, that was no fun. So I was like, no, there will be no more alcohol.
Well, on that note, we'll start to wrap it up because I know you got like a million things going on today. If people want, if people want to find you, where can they find you at?
I have a website. It's maxwisttraining.com. And I usually spell my name with two A's and two X's. But if you go to maxwist with one N and one X, it's going to become to my site too.
How smart are you?
I have both of them. And I have the Instagram, maxwist2. I have the Facebook, maxwist2. It's the same everywhere. And Twitter.
And do you have any shout-outs? Any people you'd like to thank? Any sponsors? Anybody who wants to sponsor you?
Well, I don't really have any sponsors yet. I can thank my friends that supported me on this show, and my clients. I had a lot of my clients were actually there supporting me, and I just love them. I couldn't do it without them.
All right, we usually have our segment of the random question segment. We usually ask two random questions, but Josh's not here today, so I'm gonna fill in for him.
Okay.
First question is, how many tattoos do you have?
I can't answer that question because I don't know how to count them. People ask me every day, if you look at this arm here, how do you count this? Is this one or is it 20?
Well, I was looking at your other arm and I saw a Misfits tattoo, and the Misfits are from New Jersey. I'm very impressed by that.
The Misfit tattoo is done by Phil Kyle from London Inc. And then I have some work from an artist in Brooklyn. Then I have some work from an artist in Sweden. Then I have some other work from another artist in Sweden. It's like, I don't even know, but I'm building it all together. So it's going to turn into one, but I don't know how to count them.
You're a collector.
Yes. And it's not that I have that many. It's just that I don't know how to count them.
It's just one big tattoo.
Because I have tattoos a little bit everywhere, and I'm trying to put them all together.
And my second question is, how many creepy guys hit you up on Facebook, Instagram, etc. every day? Because I know it's got to happen all the time.
I try to be nice and like answer people, but sometimes when people get too intense, I block them.
Does that happen quite often?
Not that often. Sometimes, but not that often.
Do you guys get booked personal training appointments with you just to hang out with you?
To be honest, I don't have too much male clients. I have a lot of women, but I asked a friend of mine, because if it's like big bodybuilder guys, I might not be the best trainer for them, obviously, because I'm a woman and I'm small, and I see, it's not that I can't train them, but I see why. So I refer them to him because he's a huge dude. And I just said to him, do you think men are, like, intimidated by me? Or do you think, I don't know what is, maybe if you're a guy, would you think it's bad that I lift more than you?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. That's not what I'm going for. But, yeah, I've trained some.
Like, I don't know.
But I've trained some CrossFit gyms where chicks are putting up crazy weight compared to me. But I've trained jiu-jitsu so I could just choke them out, so I feel okay.
No, I don't know. Like, I have some male clients, but I have way more females.
That's crazy. How about, like, in the streets of New York City? Do you find, like, a lot of guys are intimidated by you?
I'm not out in the city very much at all. But except for in the summer, I have to say a lot of people like to talk to me because I look different. When I moved here, I thought everybody would look like me. But they don't. People like to just talk because I have a lot of tattoos, but I love to talk.
I can tell.
I don't mind it.
Well, you might fit in a little bit more in like Brooklyn or something than like the Upper West Side.
I lived there before, but it's just not for me.
Really?
I love where I'm now. This is the place.
Why is that? Just at a perfect location.
Yeah, I just love this area. I mean, like in between Chelsea and Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, Hell's Kitchen.
And I'm
Hell's
just
Kitchen's,
by the water. I have a view over Jersey.
Hell's Kitchen's, like, really become, like, awesome again.
I know, and they're rebuilding this whole place. They're building malls and subways and parks, and it's just beautiful, and it's close to Central Park. I go there with my dog.
Yeah, I mean, like, I used to love the Meatpacking District and, what's that, the Highline Park that they have over there now. It's really turned around the last few years.
And I like to go to Jersey, too, and it's close, because I'm just by the tunnel.
Yeah, so you go right into Hoboken or Jersey City or wherever.
Yeah, we go grocery shopping in Jersey.
It's cheaper over there, for sure.
I rent a car and go there. I would go to Costco. Oops, yeah. Did I say that?
Well, Max, we appreciate having you on the show, and we wish you the best of luck, and can't wait to have you back on.